Ultimate Frisbee has come a long way from its beginnings during the American counterculture movement. Founded in 1968 by Joel Silver in Maplewood, New Jersey, the sport is now played in more than 80 countries by 7 million people and has been officially recognized as an Olympic sport, eligible for the 2024 Summer Games. As Ultimate grows into a more competitive and professional space, remnants of its anti-traditional beginnings still linger. There is pride in the community that Ultimate is not like other sports. The self-officiated aspect of the game highlights the importance of good spirit and equity for everyone on the field. This is especially relevant because in most team sports, like basketball, soccer, or volleyball, just to name a few, women and men compete separately at the highest levels. But Ultimate has a mixed division at the elite club level, where women and men compete together.
Quickly into the end zone for Barsley.
They frequently choose to have four women playing when they're on offense. They know and trust the depth of the talent of the women on their roster. They want to have four women on offense.
I've been playing Ultimate for a little over 3 years now. I joined the women's team at the beginning of my first year at Duke and decided to stay because I love the sport and the community. All of my teammates were vocal supporters of equity for all people and created a truly inclusive environment. As I continued to play, I saw that these values extended to the greater Ultimate community as well. Gender equity is promoted as a core value, and I heard this message being echoed by many members of the community, both men and women. Just listen to this recent promotional video released by USA Ultimate, the sport's national governing body.
There is a place where we are us at our best.
A place where everyone is welcome.
Regardless of age, shape, skin color, or anything else that tries to box people in.
A place where we defy the odds, defy the naysayers,
and even defy gravity.
That place isn't in a stadium or on a field.
That place is in the spirit of our players.
Because we don't just play Ultimate, we live Ultimate.
But I didn't always feel this message being carried out. While Mixed Ultimate at the elite club level is a well-executed blend of the strengths of the women's and men's divisions, Mixed Ultimate in college and local leagues doesn't always look like that. I asked my teammates Claire, Peyton, and Rachel about some of their experiences playing Mixed Ultimate.
Guys will consistently look off women and then just throw to a man who might not like and might not be in a better position. Which is always really shitty, and I think that's something that you consistently see in Mix. And, like, our coach, Georgia, is one of the best women, like, probably the best, one of the best female players that I've gotten to play with. And, like, I've seen her get looked off, and it's just, like, why would you look off Georgia? Like, she's one of the best players on this field. And so, especially when you see men looking off, like, really talented female players, it's really frustrating.
I went to league for the first time, and the captain was the worst man. Like, he was a very large man. And the other three women on my team were Ellie, who is one of our grad student handlers, who's a stellar player. And then two girls who were on Triangle Tourists, they were, like, also both stellar. And he would yell at any of them when they tried to pick up the disc. and so then I'm in a place where I'm like, I recognize that I am nowhere near the skill of these other women. Like, I don't want to pick up the disc. Anytime I got it, I was really nervous that I would make a mistake. And it had an effect on how I was playing outside of that as well. I would play really nervous at practice and felt like I really regressed in my abilities as a handler. And so that was a really negative experience for me.
Unfortunately, I had also experienced playing Mixed Ultimate with men who constantly looked me off and effectively ignored my presence on the field. To be fair, though, it wasn't all bad.
So every spring break, we go and play High Tide in Myrtle Beach, which is always a really fun tournament. And this is our only time that we play Mixed at the college level as, like, a Duke team. And so it's always, like, a really different style than when we play women's. So when I was a freshman, we went. It was fun. Didn't play that much because we had a really big team. But last year, we only had, I think, 5 guys go. And so typically when you play mix, you have 7 on a line in ultimate. And typically what they do is they have 4 men and 3 women on. And so since we had, like, no guys, we ended up playing points with more women than men on the line, which was just so fun. And the men that we did have with us were all really, really good about throwing to us. And I think part of the reason they were good about this because they had to, because there, you know, there wasn't that many men that they could really consistently throw to. And there was actually one point where we were playing, and again, like, the guys are really supportive, and we just had, like, 6 women and 1 guy on the line. And the team we were playing was, like, so pissed about it. And, but, like, again, our team was super supportive, and we ended up scoring with, you know, 6 women and 1 guy compared to the other team, which I think probably had, because we were like, whatever, you guys can do whatever you want. You don't have to match us if you don't want to. So I'm sure that they did something like 4 men and 3 women, and we scored on them, and it was just, like, really awesome feeling. So that was probably my best experience playing mixed ultimate.
I got lucky this summer because the men on my team also adjusted to the way that me and my female counterparts were playing. So I think we kind of ended up meeting in the middle at the end. And the way that we generally did it, just based on, like, positions that people play on their college teams and in general, was that the women were the handlers and the men were the cutters, which basically forced the women to get touches on the disc because that's pretty much the definition of a handler. But it was nice because we could still huck to some guy, like, running as fast as he could to the end zone, but at the same time, like, we were able to be the dump and get it back, and kind of slow the play down and control the flow a little bit more. So I ended up having a great experience on mixed. I was pretty uncertain of it at the beginning, because I've heard things that are not great about how sexism appears in mixed ultimate. But I'm really happy with the way that my summer went, and if I could do it again, I definitely would.
At first glance, it sounds like a mixed bag, no pun intended. A lot of experiences in life are sometimes hit or miss, but once you really start to think about it, the glaring gender inequality comes to the surface. To put it simply, these women's experiences are consistently defined by the men on the field. I was disappointed to realize that even in a community that prides itself on overturning traditional outdated notions, this long-standing power dynamic had crept in. Why should my experience playing mixed ultimate depend on the men I'm playing with? What is really exciting about ultimate to me is that it is still in its developing stages. It is a young sport, and we as players have the unique opportunity to shape where it goes in the next few years. Notably, ultimate has started to grow as a professional sport, complete with plays featured on SportsCenter Top 10 and live televised ESPN game coverage.
Here are the top plays. Number 8, Portland Stags, Vancouver Nighthawks, and Major League Ultimate Frisbee. John Thornton hooks it 65 yards to Raffy Hayes. Vancouver's Mark Leduc tips the disc, but Hayes stays with it. This dude needs to be trending on Twitter. What a great play. And that's number 8. I'm just thinking that should be better than 8.
But perhaps in the search for the legitimacy often afforded to men's sports, the professional development of ultimate left women behind. The American Ultimate Disc League, otherwise known as the AUDL, is a semi-professional ultimate frisbee league that was founded in 2010. It is technically an open league, which means all genders can participate. However, since its founding, it has been thoroughly dominated by men, from the team owners to all the players. There has only ever been one female player, Jessie Schaffner, to have ever received a season-long contract from any AUDL team. But very recently, the ultimate community began to push back and question the existence of a men's professional league where players earn a portion of the ticket sales and hold ownership interest in the team when there is not an equal opportunity for women.
Every year in December, there is something crazy that happens in ultimate. I believe that women and men should have equal representation at the highest, most visible levels of our sport, including professional play. If the AUDL does not ensure that women and men have equal representation in 2018, I will not support it. This means I will not be playing in or attending games and will avoid consuming related media and content. And now we have a boycott of the AUDL that has received over 150 signatures, and you know, of those, over 80 of them were from players who played in the league last year.
The boycott is still going on, and there isn't a clear solution to the issue. Some people want to push for a purely mixed version of professional ultimate, whereas others think that women should have a professional league of their own. At one of our tournaments this past fall, I had the chance to speak to Becky Widmayer, who currently plays on three teams: Yeaga, NC State's college team; Phoenix, one of the elite club women's teams in the Raleigh area; and Raleigh Radiance, the newly formed semi-professional women's team, where she is a captain.
So Raleigh Radiance was its inaugural season last year. Basically, we're trying to give the same opportunities to women that men currently have in the world of professional ultimate frisbee. So it's an affiliate team of the current men's Raleigh team. We're also working with other teams across the country that have started in the last year trying to form a league that is specifically fighting for gender equity in the sport of ultimate, specifically in the professional field. But also, all these women that are involved are also involved in promoting gender equity in the club field and also in college frisbee as well.
It's a pivotal time for ultimate. While there are some who prioritize whichever road leads to the fastest growth, the heart of the community has shown strong commitment to the gender equitable development of ultimate and refusal to comply with the patriarchal structures that currently exist in professional sports. Hopefully one day, every mixed ultimate game is a place where gender is irrelevant, where we can move beyond the binary and establish equity and inclusivity as the norm in sports, not the exception.